here tonight. That's good to know. Yeah, it's here. My name is Kevin Lesman, director here at the A, and it's a great pleasure to be here. Tonight is a very special event. First thing I'd like to ask you to do, and I know that you're going to follow my instructions when I ask you to turn off your cell phones, actually off. Put them underneath, put them back in the pocket. No photos. No, let's enjoy this show. Let's let everybody enjoy it. Your friends will not believe that you came here anyway, so you don't need to show them the photos. Right? This is our night, so let's keep it down so we can all enjoy it. So you with me on that? Thank you so much. We appreciate your cooperation. And a lot of people have asked, how did this all come together tonight? And, well, by golly, David Bromberg's 70th birthday year. Yeah, that's right. And we want to do something special. He's been here many times. He's been here with big band. He's been here with quintets, septets, duos, trios, just about everything. We want to do something special. We missed the birthday. He was otherwise engaged in New York. But came up with the idea of doing something with the bigger band tonight. And they'll be out in a little while. But in the meantime, we've got just a great first set planned for you, and I'm here to tell you all about it. Please make them welcome. Celebrating his 70th birthday year, we all love him, you know, David Bromberg.
I said, no, she's been long gone. And then he backed his truck right up to my door, and he took everything I had. You know, he carried on back to the furniture store. I declare I did feel sad. Now, what in the world has anybody got to do with a furniture man? If you got no dough to put up a show, he'll take anything he can. Well, he'll take anything from an ugly plant, a skillet to a frying pan, boys. If the devil was a devil without any horns, he must have been a furniture man. Call Cora. Long comes Sally with a nose on talk. The doctor said she can't sniff no more. I said, run here, doctor. Ringing the bell, there's women in the alley. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. There's going to be a lot of stuff tonight, not all of it rehearsed, actually most of it not. But I think you'll probably observe that this is a bunch of people who really like each other, and that's one of the nicest things about it. And I've been lucky enough to do a lot of shows with Larry, just the two of us. And the one thing that I insist on every time we play together is that he play this tune called Blind Mary, and I don't play on it. But that's not why I insist on it. It's my favorite part of every show we've ever done together. Thank you.
This tune is it's an ancient tune written by the ancient Celtic harpist O'Carolan. Yeah, as David said, it's called Blind Mary, and it's one of the most beautiful melodies I think ever written. And I didn't know this, but you know, the Star Spangled Banner, I always had heard that was an old English drinking song, and David informed me that the melody was actually written by O'Carolan before it became a drinking song. So there you go. And if David says it, it's got to be so. Thank you.
probably aren't aware of all the times that you've heard Larry play. I started my career as an accompanist, and I took it very seriously, and I thought I was good at it. He's the best accompanist ever walked the planet. I'm going to do a tune I never let anybody else play with me, except for on my first record, actually, and it wasn't my idea. But Larry plays this so good. This may not be the proper way to structure a set, but it's what you're going to get. Trip out west, and when she returned, little dear went laid to rest. She's all I've ever known. Dear's mama weeped, they tell me dear's daddy mourned. Wouldn't have been so bad if that poor girl had died at home. She's all I got is gone. Call out your rubber tire taxis, get your double seated hats. Took Dee out to the cemetery, but they failed to bring her back. She's all I got is gone. Georgia around the turn of the century. She made a living as a prostitute, but she was more than what she did for a living. And she was murdered by a pimp named Cuddy.
did a little research on this, and I've discovered that the murder of a prostitute by a pimp is the second, at least the second, maybe the first, most common murder. So it's happened a lot. But there are several songs about this murder. So why? Anybody remember Harry Belafonte's Delia's Going On One More Round? Same murder, different song. And it was found in the Bahamas. D.U. Green was in Savannah. I used to think it was Atlanta. Somebody sent me a link to the Savannah newspapers of the time. The reason that there's these songs about this murder, because when D.U. was murdered, every other pimp, thief, whore, second story man in that part of Savannah took to the streets to get the guy that killed him. Turn of the century, Savannah was a small town, and I do believe that everybody in that town knew and loved Delia Green, doctor, lawyer, and chief of police. But the mob didn't get him. He went from house to house on the rooftops and escaped the mob. Cops got him. How did they know? Why would they care? Like I said, I think everybody in that town knew and loved this woman. Now, Judge the Damn and Cutty, he says, what's this noise about? It's all about them rounds, Judge. They were trying to take me out. All I got is gone. And Cutty asked the judge, what might be my fine? Judge looked down and told him, son, I'm gonna give you 99. Judge Lugana Cutty, he says, I'm going to tell you an actual fact. Your body's going to rot in a stinking jail cell until Miss Dina comes walking back. And that could be a long time. Cutty's in a jail cell, but the poor boy could not sleep. Crying all around my bed each night, I swear I hear little Dee's feet. And she's all I got is gone. He's crying, Delia, oh Delia, now how could it be? Loved on the ground is never did love me. And she's good stuff for you. I would like to introduce somebody that you probably know as a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and a great guitar player and one of the warmest, finest humans walking the planet, Yorma Kaka.
Waiting in line. I said, I know I'm waiting. Lord, I'm waiting in line. I ain't no hurry. I'm gonna take my time. But I see a train coming on down the line. I hear a train coming on down the line. But I ain't no hurry, the train take your time. Sitting down over the tree. But I ain't no hurry, they're coming after me. Now I'm standing in the hallway, no, it's dark outside. I'm standing in the hallway, no, it's dark outside. I ain't no hurry, no hurry to take that ride. Well, I know I'm waiting, waiting in line. I said, I know I'm waiting, Lord, waiting in line. But I ain't no hurry, I'm gonna take my time. Well, I ain't no hurry, I'm gonna take my time.
conversation that just works better when you're buddies, and by the grace of God, we are all buddies. It's really great to get on stage and go, man, I really like that guy a lot. It's a good thing. We're not going to do a Reverend Gary Davis song, and Larry and myself and David, a lot of people we know, were incredibly influenced by the Reverend. He's one of the great figures of 20th century American music. If you're not familiar with him, you owe it yourself to look into it. And of course, David's experience was a little more up close and personal than mine. He actually knew the Reverend. I knew the Reverend, say hello to him. He was a friend of a friend of mine, and I didn't have the $3 an hour he was charging back then to actually take lessons, so I just looked real hard, and I never quite got it right, but I got something, so let's... First of all, it's about a blind person, right?
It is.
It's a blues song right there.
It's about a woman, too.
I hope my wife forgives me for this. And that's really the blues. Just kidding, just kidding. I live with two women, I know what the deal is. My dad, you're so silly. Now this whole world was made in sin. Come back, baby, try all over again. Well, come back, baby, let's talk it over one more time. Thank you. David will be back more of his Carnival of Splendors. You can play that little guitar thing, huh? It's kind of like the un-Jack Cassidy instrument.
Cold tune.
Thank you. More than you love your friend. don't need nobody else. Just my one friend, get me through the day. My one friend never goes away. My only one friend to understand and never let me down.
Friends over to the house of Carlos to say, man, this is a song I heard. I played it for him. He said, man, like the old people stuff is wrong with you.
I had a friend who thought I was silly for listening to Ray Charles because it had upright bass on it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're weird if you don't know about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt this song.
Okay, good.
I got to see you somehow, not tomorrow, but right now. I know that's late. I can't wait, baby. I've got to steal away. I don't lay that thinking, trying to make up your mind. Your folks are sleeping. Let's not waste precious time. I can't wait, baby, so come on and just steal away. I know that it's wrong asking this of you. There's no other way. I got to see you, baby.
70s.
Huh?
We first met in the 70s.
We did.
Yeah.
In the 70s. I was very young.
Yeah, you were.
Ooh, yeah. It's all right. It's good to be here, though.
Thank you.
got 3 jobs, my wife's got 2. Kids getting burgers at the local drive-thru. We all doing everything we can. We saving for a house in Tampa. But it needs a roof and it needs a plumber. Yeah, yeah, it's a real fixer-upper. Because back me,
there's that whole thing somebody should have warned you.
But I finally got my house in California. It don't snow and it don't rain. Day it looks the same. But before you pack your bags, let me warn you. This is a land of milk and honey. So you better have good money. Real back, he said something I should have warned you. But I finally got my house in California. It needs a roof and it needs a plumber. Yeah, yeah, it's a real fixer upper. Real back, he said something I should have warned you. But I finally got my house in California. It don't snow and it don't rain.
Thank you.
what's her face. I know what wrong. I hope that I'll forgive her before I'm gone. Take a whole lot of friends just to save my soul. I got to hurry up before I grow too old.
Somebody told me that ship has sailed.
You think that I'm before, baby, and I've seen that give and take. There's nothing new you could do that would make this old heart ache. A couple of people everybody knew down in the village. They lived down there. They'd worked at some of the other joints. Everybody knew them, so everybody patronized the place. So there were a lot of musicians hanging out there. Wherever you find a place where there are musicians hanging out, sooner or later there'll be some famous ones showing up. Word got out that there were famous musicians to be found at Nobody's. No live music, but on weekends there were lines around the block. And then the weirdest thing happened. People started dressing up like famous musicians in case somebody traveled from Queens or something to find famous musicians and there were no real ones there. Go there on a given night, you know, and you'd find five Janis Joplins, two or three Bob Dylans, one Eric Anderson. Eric Anderson. In a strange disguise.
scrapes it away at the edge of her eyes. Didn't she think that I'd seen the sunshine through the rain before? I just won't perform them. and somebody called out, tell us a story.
do like to tell stories, but when somebody says something like that to you, you know, without any hook to hang a story on, you don't know what you're doing. So here's a story.
Judge, Your Honor, hear my plea. Before you open up your court, now I don't crave no sympathy for what I have come here to report. With a gambling joke I don't know about before, I pulled my knife and I just went insane. The rest you already know. A judge, judge, a good kind of judge, sent me to the electric chair. Judge, judge, Your Honor, listen to me, judge. I want to get out of here. Right now, I want to take a journey to the devil down below. I sliced up my sweet patootie, I gotta reap just what I sow. So judge, or judge, a hallelujah judge, send me to the electric chair.
Thank you. But I'll try to be.
You always said that your love would stand the test of time. It was deeper and stronger, and no wider or longer. You could feel it was realer than mine. You said mine was like the Playboy. Baby, you really learn how to play.
Children. I know you, you know what you want to hear, but you don't know shit about putting together a set. Don't try this at home. This is the big band plus Larry Campbell. Something I should have mentioned before, Larry and his wife Teresa have a gorgeous CD out, and I think they have it out there. It's stunning. And Larry produced my last CD, and he's producing one we're doing now, so I thought I might throw, I've been waiting to throw the new shit at you. So we'll play a few of the new tunes.
One, two, three.
always tell people who are sitting in, no matter how many mistakes you make, I'll make more and worse ones.
I forgot I had to retune the low string on my guitar. I never claimed I was bright. Let's do another fairly old one.
The new record that we're making, this next one we're going to do isn't on it, but at first I was thinking we were going to do a blues record, and I was thinking of something that Willie Nelson said. Willie Nelson is the source of most of the wisdom on the planet these days. he once said, I'm not going to get married again, I'm just going to find a woman who hates me and buy her a house. He also said, and we were going to take this as the theme of the record, but we didn't. But he also said, there's really only two tunes, the Star Spangled Banner and the blues. So we're going to do a tune, and it's not the Star Spangled Banner. But if you'll forgive me, I want to tell you that the new record is going to be called The Blues, The Whole Blues, and Nothing But the Blues. And I'm going to be swearing in on my Fender, and the band will be in the jury box. That's going to be the cover. And we're asking you to finance it. If you go to the website, davidbromberg.net, the first thing you see, you can click on it, and it'll say the blues from D to B, something like that. But just click on that, and it'll take you to the crowdfunding source, where it'll say that we're at 119% of our goal. We are, but they warn you, pick a low goal, because if you don't hit it, you get nothing. So we are at 119% of that goal, but it won't finish the record. And we offer stuff for whatever money you pledge, including the right to be in the jury box with the band. I don't know why they're not excited. All of which has nothing to do with this song. Except that it's not the Star Spangled Banner.
I was just too young.
Then you know that we always do a crazy mixture of different genres. And the last album that we did that Larry produced was called Only Slightly Mad. And we did a one song there that was a genre we'd never recorded before. And the title, Only Slightly Mad, came from this song. It's an old English drinking song that I wrote. And I did. And I like doing it, so we're gonna do it for you. And this has the added virtue of having Josh Kineski, our drummer, sing on it. Oh, by the way, do they sell adult beverages here? Do they allow you to bring them into the auditorium? Oh. Because this is a drinking song, but you can participate when the repeated line comes around. You can sing it with us or not, you know. Because since you don't have anything to drink, I usually tell people, you know, what you're supposed to do is sing the line and then chug what you've got and get another one. And if you do it right, every song after this will just be wonderful.
Strongest man alive. That might seem like idle boasting, but I have no need to lie. I have lived through plagues and tempests, not another soul survived. I am the strongest man alive. I have traveled distances untold. I have carried burdens heavier than human tongue can tell. I've traveled distances untold, been forth and back through hell. I've endured the very worst that man or nature could supply. I am the strongest man alive. I have fought many battles, though I have not won them all. It's a miracle this bruised and battered body breathes at all. They say a cat has 9 lives. Well, I've lived through 4 or 5. I am the strongest man alive.
There's another verse or two. I sing this every night. Now, why does this happen so much? Oh, yes. I have cheated death 1,000 times, that foul and greedy thief. But I've buried many comrades, which has brought me endless grief. I alone live on while all around my friends and loved ones die. I am the strongest man.
mental anguish, that's the worst in all the pain I've had. Where other men have gone insane, I'm only slightly mad. And still I bleed, I breathe, I weep through times I wish to die. I am the strongest man alive. Although I am Earth's strongest man, I'm not immune to death. There's a motive for each motion, a purpose for each breath. For without your true and lasting love, I would not, could not survive. Although I am the strongest man tonight. Geez, there's a ton of guitar players better than I am, but I'd like to ask the best guitar player in the band to play a guitar solo for you. This is Mark Cosgrove, and he has his own CDs up there.
Thank you, David. He said it better be effing good. I guess that's it, huh? You guys having fun?
This is a great night.
I'd like to play one for you. I'm going to flat pick a tune for you. This I get this kind of great feeling whenever I hear Doc Watson play, so I'm going to dedicate this to Doc Watson. Thank you.
but this one isn't. Robert Johnson, you know, he only had one thing that was barely a hit. He really wasn't very popular in his lifetime. Nobody wanted to hear those songs about Hellhound on My Trail and Me and the Devil. So the guy who sold the most records, the male blues singer in the 30s, was a guy named Leroy Carr. He recorded with a guitar player named Scrapper Blackwell. Leroy Carr was a piano player. And Scrapper outlived him. Leroy Carr sang a lot of songs about drinking because he drank himself to death. And Scrapper survived him and did an album in the 60s on the back of which he said that it was his sister who wrote the lyrics to all his tunes, all the tunes that Leroy sang. And I would have liked to have met that woman because I love the lyrics. So I'll play you my favorite Leroy Carr tune. And I've been so
guess that's the reason why I've got these midnight hour blues.
'70s. I'm pretty sure tonight is the first time we ever played together. And this is what I've been waiting for. We're going to play a few tunes with Kevin.
I got the words on you. Thank you.
care nothing about cocaine. You ain't gonna never see me riding in no airplane. Wine and whiskey don't give me no drink. And I don't care nothing about them nasty little pigs. But we now that's a whole other thing. You ain't gonna never hear me talking about the money I made. You ain't gonna never see me driving no Escalade. You're looking for a handout, you're wasting your time. I wouldn't give a crutch to a cripple. Listen, I wouldn't give a bum a dime.
And we're missing Yorma. It's the big goddamn it now.
but she quit. She said, don't bitch about it, David. You still got the mule you could ride. She took the Chevrolet with her when she left me. Why Chevrolet? Didn't leave it nothing but one old toothless spreading back Superman you waited mule to ride.
Thank you.
do it to me? How can you stand right up in my face and watch me cry? But she said, I got news for you. She said, Daddy, I can stand and watch you die. Such a night. here tonight with my buddy Tim and Dig Me. Trying to steal you away from him now, baby. But if
I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it, somebody else will. If I don't do it,
I know somebody else will. But if
somebody else will. If I don't.
Thank you.